Hello and welcome back to a new podcast episode of our series Do Goods, Help People in Need.
We are really happy about the fact that so many of you are interested in this topic.
We got so many messages from our listener and most of them were really positive.
In today's episode we talk about the project 5050, the street magazine in Düsseldorf. Especially in this cold time of year we should pay attention to this organization.
For most of us the cold poses no problem, but just think of all the homeless people who don't have a place to sleep.
Yeah, as long as you have a warm place to sleep, everything is fine. But if this is not the case, degrees below zero by night could mean their death.
When I think of Düsseldorf, the first thing that comes up to my mind is the well-known Kö with all the expensive stores like Gucci. The last thing I think of is homeless people.
But there live about 200 homeless people in Düsseldorf as well. And nearly 100 people don't have a permanent residence. That means that they are really at risk to get homeless eventually. Just recently, a homeless man was found dead at the main station in Düsseldorf.
Really alarming. And to be homeless is not always your own choice. That's one reason why it's so important that organizations like 5050 exist and get our attention.
I took notice of this organization on my way to work. There was a poster in the train on which they taught the city walk led by homeless people. I was really fascinated by this idea and a few days later I have booked the tour.
I've already heard about the city walk, but never participated in one. Let's talk about the city walk. How is it organized?
The city walk started in one of the 5050 offices. First, we were welcomed by a social worker who told us about the structure of the institution and about their work with the homeless people, how 5050 helps them to help themselves, and about various current projects.
Oh yes, I've heard about some of them. For example, Underdogs and Helping First. A really great thing. The organization supports homeless people and tries to offer them new chances to get a new home eventually. But back to the city walk. So the walk was led by a social worker?
No, it was actually led by two men who used to be homeless, but with the help of 5050 they found a flat where they can live now. These two men showed us important places in the city for homeless people. For example, homeless shelter. They told us how homeless people plan their days, how the life on the street changed compared to 10 years ago, and how living with other homeless people is like, also in connection with crime and drugs.
Wow, that seems like a completely other world to me. Did they talk about their personal lives as well?
Yes, that was really moving. They told us how they became homeless and how they dealt with it. It seems that homelessness is something that can never happen to you, but when you hear these stories, you see it with different eyes.
Yeah, I really like the idea that homeless people get active and want to show anyone interested their lives. So it is not only an organization where street workers get people off the street. 5050 created a concept where homeless people can change their situation really quickly and easily. And the best is, the city tour is not the only project that 5050 brought into being with the help of homeless people. Every month a new 5050 magazine with Q&A topics appears. The homeless themselves sell this paper on the streets.
They really deserve respect. They take back the responsibility for their lives. Selling newspapers means they have a new job and so they have a new life task.
And of course, they earn some money for the work. Oh, I see you brought along the latest issue. By the way, how much does the paper cost?
240. The seller receives one half of it. With only 240, we get a readable magazine and do good. Really easy.
So, instead of buying a coffee to go every day, buy 5050 once a month. Dear all, please keep in mind, walk with open eyes, especially now in the winter season. It's so easy to help homeless people just by reading a newspaper. And if we have one sleeping bag more than you need, you know where it's missing.
And if you want to know more about this organization with other projects, check their website www.5050.de.
This was our podcast about 5050. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Until next time.
Bye.